We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marty Griffin. A lot going on. I got to read you this memo from the Pittsburgh police chief to his staff after someone on the staff released a memo about the big riots that were going to happen because Bobby Mueller, he lets me call him Bobby. Some people call him Robert. Some call him Bob. I call him Bobby. What's up, Bobby?
Nothing, Marty. Just digging deep. I said, yeah, keep digging, brother. He says, I am. Can't say much. Gotta go.
And that's it. You know, we touch base a little bit. Full disclosure, me and Bobby. So you know that one of the commanders sent out a memo. And somebody in the department, a bunch of cops actually, sent him to a bunch of media members, and he got his underwear and a wad and went crazy, actually, saying he's going to get the cop who sent out the memo. And by the way, guys like me and Sheehan and Ralph Iannotti, and I could go on and on and on, have made a living. I've done this for 30 years, and much of the information that I present to you comes from really, really honorable men and women who work in law enforcement at the highest levels and want you to know the truth. So this crap that you're about to hear in this memo from the police chief to the staff that they're cowards and selling out the department and blah, 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 it's ridiculous. What happened was they sent out a memo to a bunch of detectives that said, bring your riot gear to work, which is silly. Silly. In case there's a riot, if Bob Mueller's fired, which is sillier. And so once everybody in the media started reporting this, and by the way, this is a fact, CNN, all the networks were calling the union president here in town and other cops to confirm this because it's so ridiculous that someone in Pittsburgh thought there was going to be a riot and thought that Bob Mueller was going to be fired. So it embarrassed the police department. That's why this commander went nuts and said, I will find you. I will find you and get you, which really, anybody out there knows guys in law enforcement. It's the us against them mentality, us being the men and women on the street versus the chief and management. It's in any department. It's not just Pittsburgh. It's in L.A. and New York, and it's in the FBI. And it's kind of, which, by the way, is why most FBI agents laugh at Comey. They just do. They laugh because they're so frustrated with being FBI agents. And this goes back years and years when they couldn't get a computer system that worked. It cost $2 billion. And the whole, what they would point out to me is how insignificant they believe the agents are on the streets, the bureaucracy. And there's so much bureaucracy, they couldn't even get a computer system to work. And then post 9/11, a lot of the real FBI agents that I know and knew that were really highly qualified, SWAT team members, highly trained, had done undercover work, huge investigations, were now put on terrorism watch. And using Pittsburgh as an example, I had a friend who was an FBI agent whose entire job was to fly around in an airplane looking for terrorists in Pittsburgh. Seriously, every day. And, you know, they couldn't find any for 10 years or so in Pittsburgh. And he would bring this up, and he would say, you know, we have motorcycle gangs in West Virginia that are bringing meth in and killing people. No, got to put in the terror hours. Why do I have to do terror surveillance when there is no terror in Pittsburgh and there are terrorists terrorizing people in West Virginia, biker gangs? Well, to maintain their budget, they had to do terror surveillance. This is the truth. This is what happens. So generally, the man and woman on the street, the actual grunt, as they like to call them, with the vest and the gun, ready to take a bullet for you. They get annoyed with bureaucrats who are run by either senators, congressmen, or the president, or in the case of a city, run by the mayor. They get annoyed with it. And so what they do when they want the truth out, if they see corruption or waste or mismanagement, they get the information to the media. It's been working this way for hundreds of years. When the cavemen didn't like the way their caves were being developed, an insider in the caveman society went out to the caveman news and told a reporter. And they changed the way the caves were being developed. It's been around that long. And every single time a new police chief comes in or a new commissioner or a president, let's blame it on the media, let's get the reporters, and let's get the leaker. Did you see this stuff with Comey? That Trump wants to throw reporters in jail. Get in line, brother. You know, I've always said this. I have had, over the years, this is the truth, police officers who have been called into an office, who have been told, give me your cell phone. I want to see if you've been texted by Marty Griffin. I've had guys who retired who said, they brought me into the office and accused me of leaking to you. Blankety blank them. And as I always say, as Mr. Sheehan always says, as Mr. Iannotti says, Monday goes to Tuesday. There are always going to be police officers who want to make a difference, who want to create change, who want the public to know the truth about what's happening on the streets, what's happening in the squad car, what's happening with their training, what's happening with their equipment, what's happening with management. It's the truth. It happens all the time. And so when an administrator goes nuts because a memo was released, a silly memo, the reason why it was released is so many reporters, I don't know, I think five or six of us got it, about some silly riot over Bob Mueller's firing. The firing ain't going to happen, and there ain't going to be no riot. And then they were ordered to take their riot gear to work. You want a chuckle? You want a real chuckle? The last time Pittsburgh police officers had riot gear allocated, it was 2009. Well, there's a certain uniform they wear with the riot gear. Well, a lot of the officers have put on weight since 2009, so they can't fit in the riot gear anymore. Ha! Honey! Honey, I can't fit my riot gear! Honey, where's the riot gear? I don't know. You know you got fat. Can't fit in the riot gear. This is why police officers, this is why federal agents jeopardize their careers and give us information. It's not for glory. Come on. You don't get anything out of it other than the satisfaction of knowing that the truth has been told. So this silliness over this memo about the Mueller firing and the riots, this crap that they threw at us was that they put out these memos all the time about riots and riot gear. It's not true. It's not true. It's fake news. That's what the mayor said. That's what the public service safety director said. It's not true. Cops aren't always told to bring their riot gear to work. And instead of just acknowledging that and everybody goes home for the weekend, they compound it. And the police chief, Scott Schubert, who's a good guy, he sent out a nasty memo to the entire department, angering men even more. We're going to get to that. You got to hear this. And Scott Schubert has always been nice to the media. You got to hear this memo next. Hey, you text us at 866-391-1020. Text line brought to you by Wright Automotive. Also, getmyperks.com. Check out three sessions of cryotherapy treatment for $90 at getmyperks.com. Also, pair of tickets to see the Pirates versus Detroit. Pair of tickets Thursday, April 26th, 7.05 p.m. Caller number 6, 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Pirate tickets Thursday, April 26th. Call right now. T will take care of you. Hey, the relationship between members of the media and law enforcement is tenuous at best. I have built a career around relationships with cops who are my friends. And they became friends because they wanted the truth known. And then they give you information. And then they develop a bond and trust with you. And then you have a relationship. That's it. Then you end up kind of liking each other and you hang out. And it kind of moves past that. I have had police officers called into offices. I've had their pagers back in the day taken. I've had their cell phones taken because they were, quote unquote, accused of giving me information. It's obnoxious. It's the paranoid element of police departments. because the administration doesn't want the truth out. Whether it's the truth about a homicide, whether it's the truth about corruption, whether it's the truth about riot gear, generally they want total control of the information. Now, from the police officer's end of it, cops are interesting cats. I have friends that I've had as cops since I was living in Dallas that are still friends. I have friends on the Pittsburgh Police Department that have retired that were on the department for 40 years. I have friends right now that have been cops for 15, 20 years. But occasionally there's the officer who you carry his water. In other words, you get his information out there for 10 years, and then they turn on you because you didn't do their bidding or you disagree with them or they disagree with you. And we're all big boys, and that's what I say. Hey, if you don't like me now and you like me yesterday, good luck with that. I'm cool with all that. But the truth is we produce this information and we relay this information to you because these officers want to make a difference. That's it. Sometimes it's because they're bitter. Sometimes it's because they want to get even with the administration. But generally, they want to right a wrong. At great risk, by the way. T, do you have a winner? She has a winner. Okay, so we started out with the memo regarding, we have a winner, folks, on the Pirate Tickets. Thanks for your exuberance. We started out with a memo regarding the silliness of Schubert's going to get fired. Schubert. We started with the Mueller's going to get fired and there's going to be riots. Scott Schubert's the police chief. So he was really upset that this memo was leaked to us, members of the media. Okay? And so this is what he sent to Pittsburgh police officers. This is his memo. A Pittsburgh Bureau of Police commander sent a work-related email to all detectives and supervisors assigned to his command. The email is designed to inform the commander's team of a potential situation that could possibly occur in Pittsburgh and mandated his members to maintain a uniform and protective gear at work. It's true. Unfortunately, within an hour of receiving the initial email, someone either shared the document with the media or shared it with another person who in turn shared it with the media. That's true. I think that's how it happened. The release of internal information to the media or those not privileged to receive it without authorization is extremely disturbing, disappointing, disgraceful, reckless, unethical, and unacceptable. We owe it to the hardworking men and women of the Pittsburgh Police Bureau to thoroughly investigate the incident and hold anyone involved accountable for their reckless actions. In other words, now they're trying to track down the dirty dog who released that silly email rather than tracking down, let's say, drug dealers or rapists or murderers, let's say. So now he's angered every single man and woman on the police department by threatening them. They're going to interrogate anyone who may or may not have released that memo to guys like me. So now there will be another investigation to see who released this memo to me. So there's two investigations now. They should call Bobby Mueller. If he gets fired, he takes over investigations in Pittsburgh. This is Scott Schubert, the police chief, who's been very fair and very nice over the years. To be honest, during my, and now here comes the whining. To be honest, during my 25 years of service with the police department, I have never been so disappointed or appalled, oh come on, that a member of a law enforcement team would knowingly release sensitive information to the media. It serves no legitimate purpose and only hampers our ability to perform our duties in a professional manner and help our officers and the public safe. I will never understand the selfish behavior whoever did this, but what I do know, whoever did this betrayed and let down their brothers and sister officers, let down our noble profession, and let down the people who are entrusted to protect. I'm extremely hopeful that whoever did this will take a hard look at themselves and reflect on the inherent dangers their actions could cause others. Please. Come on, man. Come on. To those who continue to do what's right, just thank you for your selfless service and commitment to others. Your efforts are greatly appreciated and don't go unnoticed. And that's from the chief. He's steamed. Come on, man. Again, I've always liked Schubert. He's a nice guy. I mean, he seems fair. I think I've only interviewed him once, but he was very fair about it. But this is hyperbole. This is overreacting. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous because the initial memo embarrassed them. It put no one at risk. It put no one in danger. It made the public aware of the waste and the ridiculousness of preparing for a riot that will never happen. When's the last time Pittsburgh had a riot? G20? No, I was there. No, they broke a few windows. I was there. The 60s? Kind of, yeah. Maybe the 60s. So we got to go back 50 years or more. What this is the mayor exploding. What this is the public safety director exploding. And all the shrapnel from the explosion trickles downhill to the chief. That's what this is. Look, my point is, at the end of the day, police officers who give guys like me information, they want you to know the truth. And they want you to know the silliness of now there's this manhunt / witch hunt to find out who sent out the memo about Bobby Mueller's firing and the riots and the riot gear and the riot gear pants that don't fit. Come on, people. I have no idea who sends me these memos. It just pops up, poop, and here we are.
Silly. Ridiculous.
And now any cop that's ever talked to me, you better not be giving information to that blankety-blank Marty Griffin until they need us. Then we get a call. Hey, do you think maybe you could help promote this event or that event?
Sure.
Whatever you need, sir. At the end of the day, these officers, at great professional risk, provide guys like me with information to help, not hurt. And that's the fact, Jack. Hey, you text us at 866-391-1020. The text line brought to you by Wright Automotive. Best deal in Pittsburgh. A couple of sheriff's deputies were executed, is the way it was described, in Florida in the last 24 hours. It's a despicable act. And then the suspect apparently killed himself in his car or right there at the scene. And so the sheriff, who was very emotional and distraught, he held a news conference, and as happens all the time, and why wouldn't he be distraught and angry and disgusted and frightened and all this sort of thing? But he said something that jumped out at me that I wanted to kind of talk about, because I think it's unfortunate and I think it's tragic, and I know a bunch of cops who don't necessarily believe this true. They feel like most police officers that I know believe this is a difficult time to be a police officer. However, they also believe that most Americans respect and admire them and support them. There's I call it the 10% factor. 10% of the country is always angry. Always. The neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, the radical left, the radical right. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, there are folks in the Me Too movement who are trying to do the right thing for women who are just so angry they can't get out of their own way. Black Lives Matter movement, same thing. Trying to make a difference. There are always going to be folks, flamethrowers, I call them, that kind of disrupt everybody else and kind of get away from the process. And there are always people who will hate, and I mean hate, police officers long before these sorts of incidents started happening in America, where police officers were shot and killed. We had the Richard Poplawskis of the world, who spent his entire life hating police officers. And, you know, I always tell my wife this, you can't understand madness. You just can't. You just say, this is madness. Poplawski, who executed three police officers, you know, it usually emanates from some arrest that's their fault, some crime they committed. And it can be the most trivial thing. They put a boot on my car for tickets, so now I hate cops. No, really, this happens. I was drunk as heck, and they took me to jail, so now I hate cops. I mean, and I hear these stories all day long, all day long. I was wrongfully arrested for beating my wife. So who knows why somebody executes two police officers? It's a dark, evil, vile act, and there has not been a motive described in this incident in Florida, but here's what the sheriff said in a news conference less than 10 hours ago. Listen.
What do you expect happens when you demonize law enforcement to the extent that it's been demonized?
Look, I have heard police officers say that, and I've talked to police officers' wives and their mothers who say officers have been demonized. I don't think. For the most part, I think it happens. I think it's an anomaly. The Richard Poplawski incident, where a man kills cops because he hates cops. Have cops been demonized? I think more cops are described as heroes than demons in this culture of ours. I think, for the most part, most people believe cops are out there doing the right thing, doing great things. Do folks get angry every time they see a video where somebody appears to be shot in the back seven times? Yes. But does that mean that we demonize every cop in America? Man, this is a gray area for me. Because in communities where there's a lot of crime, most folks in those communities want police officers on their streets. However, comma, in those same communities, there are the 10%ers who yell pigs at them and sometimes do in the middle of the night randomly fire at their cars. So for me to suggest it doesn't happen or this hatred doesn't exist in the 10% culture of America would be naive and flat out ignorant on my part. If there are retired cops out there who are listening who would like to chime in, I'd like to know, do you think officers have been demonized? Do you think in America all police officers have been demonized? I certainly hope not. I certainly hope not. And I don't necessarily believe it. Have they been politicized? Yes. Have they been stereotyped? Yes. But demonized as bad men to the point where we have a significant number of Americans who would like to go out and kill police officers? I think that group is always there. I think it's 0.0001%. Hate-filled, enraged, psychotic, mentally ill, bipolar, whatever you want to describe them, folks who want to get even with the world. And so they kill a cop. Do I think, that's probably Gary. Do I think police officers in America have been demonized? What do I know? I'm not out there. Is that him? I want his opinion. Can you play that real quick, please, again, T? I want to play this again. This is a sheriff in Florida. Two of his men were gunned down. Listen.
What do you expect happens when you demonize law enforcement to the extent that it's been demonized?
I don't know. Gary, good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Good morning, Wally. How you doing?
You're very pragmatic and one of the most honest people I've ever met and straightforward. Have police officers been demonized?
Sure.
You think?
It's been going on probably at least 8 years now.
Eight, just eight. So there's never been folks like the Richard Poplawskis of the world who just want to kill cops?
No, I'm not saying that. But it's never been as outspoken. I've been on this job 27 years now, and I've never seen it like this the past 8 years.
So
you have people verbally challenge you the way you do now, your job now, people verbally challenge you, sometimes physically challenge you. And it's just not, a lot of these issues stems, and I'll be blatantly honest with you, it's Obama demonized the police at Cambridge in his first come into office. But Marty, it's also your local district attorney's office. You have cops get assaulted. I've been on job 27 years now. I've seen cops get assaulted, and I've had DAs tell me and friends of mine, it's part of our job to be assaulted. They're not going to follow through resisting arrest charges, aggravated assault charges on police. It's a joke.
And you think that people in the general public are more assertive and aggressive with police officers as well?
No doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. You stop a car, you never really had anybody videotape or put their cell phone in their lap. Now every time I stop a car, you're getting 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10 cars. They're putting their they're putting their cell phone on their lap to record you or to have somebody on the phone with you. They openly defy you anymore. Not all people, but there's people out there openly defy you. And a case in point, Marty, you were talking about Starbucks earlier this morning. They openly defy the police after being asked 3 times to leave. I don't care if you're white, black, red, purple, brown. If the police ask you to leave and they have a lawful reason to be there, you leave.
Do you also see the same segment of society that respects the heck out of you that still exists?
Sure, because I'll tell you a good example of that, Marty. I went through a drive-through at a local convenience store. Today I'm working a detail here on the side of the river now for a water company. Yeah. I went through a drive-through. The lady in front of me paid for my drink and my meal.
Nice.
Didn't even know she did it until I got up to the window.
And so
there's still people out there.
So all of America hasn't demonized you?
No. It's you want to blame society. I don't blame society. You're always going to have know, in the past, I'd say it was 2% demonized police. Most of them are criminals. Most of them hated police for a reason. Now I say it's probably about 5 or 6%. The vast overall majority is still pro-police.
By the way, I agree with you. I think you're right. And by the way, what's wrong with somebody wanting to record the incident? Who cares? Why do you care?
I don't care. Yeah. I could care less.
Yeah.
I'm actually a proponent of I don't care about having the body camera stuff like that. It doesn't bother me. I could care less. You do your job right, nobody's going to complain. If they complain, it proves them as a liar. And as we've seen with these body cameras now, 98% of the police incidents turn out to be the police are correct, and the person's lying or they're wrong.
Which is why I think departments should release more of their videos to validate your point.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yep.
I'm not saying all cops are perfect, Marty, by far. They're not.
Right.
Society is society. Everybody's human. Everybody makes mistakes.
Right.
Problem is with police work is you make a mistake, it's blasted everywhere.
Right.
And you could be the nicest guy in the world for 27 years on a job, and one day does something happen wrong, and all of a sudden you're a racist, you're a no good SOB and everything else, and you're out of a job.
No, it's true. It's
that's hard to swallow nowadays.
It is.
You know, post something on social media.
Yep.
You post the wrong thing, boom, you're gone. You're
done.
Out of the job.
Done. Love having him call in. He's absolutely straightforward and honest. And here, you heard it. Be right back. Gary's a police officer and a close friend. Anyway, he made a comment about you can get fired as a cop for a comment. It's true, but this is across the board. This is the accountability factor and the volatility of our culture today. There's a piece in the PG today about a local school board member who resigned last night or earlier this week. He made anti-Semitic comments in the school board meeting. And they said that he was angry and got real defensive about it when he was questioned about it. And then he apologized and then he resigned. It's hard for me to just say you're fired. Because I think we all screw up. I do. I have said stupid things on this show. I've had to apologize. We've had to do damage control over the years for ignorant things or mistakes, however you want to describe them, that I have done. So I have been forgiven. Quite frankly, I have been in situations because, as lawyers say, you get out in front of the story where you make an error in judgment, where you make a decision that gets a radio station or a TV station or a newspaper or magazine sued, and you make an error and you correct it and you apologize and you don't get fired. So I've been given second chances. So generally, for me, I don't believe folks should be fired for a tweet or a text, one text that they regret, truly regret, given the chance to kind of change the way they think or to change the way they approach their job. But this is the culture we live in. It's dangerous, actually. It's volatile. We mentioned this yesterday that these young folks, they say these ridiculous things on Facebook or on Instagram, and it's there in perpetuity. It just is. It floats out there. And then these companies hire firms that all they do now is they search your background on social media and by the way, the colleges are doing it as well. They want to see what kind of person you are on social media. T pointed out to me something that this is how people are on social media. They get so angry. So I was so offended by these Roger Stone comments that he made about Barbara Bush. I'm not going to read him again, but he's one of Trump's close friends making disgusting, lewd, rude comments about Barbara Bush after this wonderful woman died, about alcohol and just disgusting. And he's one of Trump's close friends. Well, the network pieces that showed his picture had Trump in the background because he was speaking for Trump at fundraisers. He's one of his boys. So rather than commenting on how vile this Roger Stone, one of Trump's boys, is, here's what I get. Peggy, so why is Trump's picture there? This is what I get. This is what I get. David, so this jerk said that. Why do you have Trump in the background? Now, what happens is you go across, I read a couple of hundred articles in the morning. This one was on Newsweek. It posts to Facebook. I don't write it. I don't do anything to it. I just post it. And the picture on Newsweek is Roger Stone with Trump in the background because they're good friends. So rather than Trump folks saying, oh my gosh, this is despicable, the president should cut ties with him, I get, why did Marty do this? Typical of Marty. This is from Judy. Typical of Marty, you put President Trump in the picture just to keep the pot stirring. You were part of the problem. And then you have the audacity to talk about faith and hatred. You were hypocritical. Marlene, how disrespectful. I got nothing to do with this. Roger Stone says despicable things about Barbara Bush, and Judy says it's my fault. I'm not fixing Judy. I ain't changing Judy. I'm just telling you the Judys are out there. And if you're going to get there in the weeds with the snakes, you better be willing to slither around in the grass with them. I just don't mess with folks like Judy. Judy's always going to be Judy and Peggy. They're going to blame whoever they can blame, short of saying, oh my gosh, look at this president's close friend. Can you imagine someone would say this about someone who just died? And if you post this stuff and your boss hires a company, if you post this stuff and your boss hires a company to do a background check on you, one of the things they check now, social media. All day long. By the way, the best colleges in the country, this is what they do now. There are kids not getting into good schools because they're sleazy on social media. It's part of the play. So if you want to do that, just understand. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah. So just Barbara Bush, because that's out there today. Yeah. But I don't understand in the society we live in, if you say something that's true about somebody and it's disparaging, why is that a problem?
You're kidding. So this woman's dead, and he calls her a nasty, vindictive drunk, and you're okay with that. What do you know,
Marty,
about Barbara Bush's drinking?
I don't know. I don't know anything, but I'm saying in general.
Not in general. I'm talking about this, brother. This doesn't disturb you? He's saying
Barbara
this about
Bush a... Have a drinking, is Barb, if people that intimately know Barbara Bush, in their heart of hearts, if they would put their heads down and say, this woman's a raging alcoholic.
So when you die, Brian, here's what we're going to do. We're going to find out your flaws. Well, when he was young, he stole. When he was in college, he smoked weed. He was mean to his kids. And that's what we're going to say about you. That'll be your obit. Really, man? Really? This is okay with you. You got a problem, sir. You really do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.